Toppin, as I said, she's the deserving favourite. Into a second spot, I'm going to put the 7 in Home Scene. I know he's had quite a few chances now, but, you know, this will be his 7th run, and he's placed in his last couple. And he has placed in town before. Last start, he settled 3rd on the fence there, and he's beaten, what was he beaten, 2.5 lengths overall. But he's almost as consistent. He does step out to the 1500 for the first time. Into third, we'll put the top in here, bar none. 5 starts this fella so far. 2 starts at Newcastle, he's beaten 2 lengths, and he looks to be ridden conservatively there. He's beaten behind Gem Dealer, who actually goes around in a highway today, so it will be interesting to see how that form holds up. Went to Kembla last start, beaten 2 lengths. But he draws the inside gate. I thought he'd get a perfect run there. He'll do no work, and he should be in amongst the top 4. And the 10 in Stage Pass, I'm going to throw him in value. I thought his run the other day was okay. Her run, actually, was okay. But she's placed the 5 from 13. She probably, you know, is a little bit frustrating as well. But her best runs certainly have been over the 1600, which she stepped out to today. So we'll give her a chance. 13, 7, 1 and 10.
Brings us to the last race, 7 at Benchmark 64 over 1300. Number 6, Cinque Dia, off the big win at Gosford. The Richard Friedman train runner, 290. Intron 330. 7 Screenshot is 550. 1 Choice Lager at 6. And then a couple there at 850. 4 Burden of Proof and 11 Not a Sound. What do you like in the last year, Shani?
Yeah, I like Cinque Dia, actually. He was really pulling away quite convincingly over the 1200. Actually beat Nanda Devi, who races today, by 3 lengths. That was only his 3rd start, and he was very convincing there. That was over the 1200, steps up to the 1300 today. And, you know, it's never easy going from a maiden straight to a Benchmark 64 race, but he looks like he has class on his side. So I'm going to put him on top from the 7 here in Screenshot. He's had a number of chances, but, you know, his first 2 runs weren't too bad. Well, his all 3 runs this preparation haven't been too bad there. Was beaten behind a very handy one last time out in Prophet's Thumb. So you've got to respect that form. We'll give him another chance here today. Into a 3rd spot, I'll put here the 3rd Burden of Proof, trained at the track. First up, does race really well, has had 3 goes for a couple of placings. Doesn't have any official trials next to her name, but I would assume she's had some jump outs at home. She should be running out, running on, I should say. And the 1 in Choice Lager, the big boy here, the old boy, gets a 3-kilo claim, which sees him in with 60.5 kilos. 3 of his 7 wins have been here. Just a little bit outclassed last time out, but back in suitable grade. So 6, 7, 4, and 1, Jay.
What's the best bet today, Shani?
My best bet is Killer Instinct in race number 6. Obviously not much value, but she should be able to get the job done. And I made Lolita Gold in race 5 my value of the day. Certainly a good each way bet, Jay.
Race 6, number 13, the best, and the value race 5, number 8. Thanks, Shani. Have a good day today at Kembla.
Thanks, Jase. Talk to you soon.
Chantelle Buckley with the Kembla Grange preview. It's now 3 minutes after 10. You're on Sky Sports Radio Racing HQ. The Sydney preview coming up next at Rosehill with Paul Joyce and Andrew Georgia.
From 11 this morning, Peter Ellis's predictions for Adelaide.
Racing tips, cricket, tennis, A-League and international sport. TK and Laurie Daly return to the Big Sports Breakfast Monday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill in Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Sports Radio has harness and greyhound racing covered from all angles. Check out all the wash-up from Menangle and Wentworth Park, plus a full week of highlights. Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio. Great to have you with us. Jason Witham filling in for Andrew Bensley. He's on a few weeks of well-earned leave. It's time for the Rosehill preview, as we're about to see Andrew Georgio and Paul Joyce join us, and they both do now. Good morning to you, Joycey.
Good morning, Jace. Lovely to speak with you. And, yeah, we're off to Rosehill this afternoon, and not too after a few scorches, and we'll have a good track out there. Summertime Rose Hill, good track, generally means they'll run some fast times, and probably my favourite time of the year to be betting.
Yeah, you and quite a few others, I reckon. I enjoy having a bet at this time of the year as well. I enjoy having a bet every time of the year, I reckon, but very good morning to you too, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, boys. Yes, it's been a fantastic betting card at Rose Hill, and it seems as though our punters like to bet at this time of the year as well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it, and I know that there's been Andrew some sort of very good money for Jungberg, especially in the second race today.
Yeah, that's right. It really doesn't seem to matter what price our traders are putting up. That $1.70, which is where it's currently sitting, does seem very tempting to our customers. And no surprise to see that Lundberg has been very popular through the multi-bets as well.
All right, well, let's kick off the preview with this first race, the countdown to the Golden Slipper Sprint. Yeah, it's on the radar again, isn't it? The two-year-old's over 1,100 here, Andrew.
Yes, we have a session at $2.40, and that makes it slight favourite in front of Igniting, who's a $2.50 chance. Crown Affair, $23. Deterge, $8.50. Galaxy, $41. Avon River, $4.80, and the one right down the bottom there, Giselle Ann, is a $14 chance. Well, guys, totally different market here because of all these scratchings. The money today has been for Igniting. It's roughly about four times as popular as a session. Outside of that, there has been some specking for Avon River, but the majority of the money does sit with numbers one and two.
Yeah, interesting race, isn't it? You know, some lightly raced types here, Joycey, that, you know, it's hard to get a guide on the speed. Giselle Ann certainly showed some speed on debut.
Yeah, look, I think she'll definitely be up there in the firing line. You're probably looking at horses such as the Terge from a lovely gate, and then maybe Avon River works forward off a wide gate, but Possession and Igniting have both drawn really well, the two well-fancied runners. Look, I thought Igniting would start favourite, and the market moved that way sort of late yesterday, but now it's evening up again. I've tipped two on top from 111 and 14. I just think Igniting's got to be the way to play this first race. He had the horror gate at Randwick on debut, barrier 10 of 11 off the 1,000-metre start. It's just a nightmare from out there, and Glenn Schofield did a great job. He managed to get across, get some sort of a trail into the race, but it was just a task too big in the end, finishing off the second behind Movie Roll, who had enjoyed the gun run, got the inside split, shot through, and then she went up to the Gold Coast, ran a very brave race in the Magic Millions, and the horse that ran third in the race, Hightail, actually placed in the Magic Millions. So I'm convinced it's the strongest form line coming into this, and from a better gate today, with that run under his belt, he's a lovely, big, strong horse. I think Igniting will win, and I still think he'll start favourite. But number one Accession's got the form on the board as far as winning that English nursery, chased home a theory at his debut. But he's just got to give Igniting 2.5 kilos, and I don't think there's that much between them that he can give away that sort of weight. So I'm leaning towards the two. Then we look at number 11, Avon River. I'm sure she can improve off her debut behind Hightail. We've already touched on how strong that form line is. And with all the scratchings now, that gate looked a bit of a horror draw early days, but now it mightn't be so bad. And the 14, Giselle Ann, well, she surprised me on debut. She ran fourth in the Movie Roll race, and she was there for a long way. And she'll only come on from that because I didn't think her trials had been that strong. So she's now on the radar, and I'll put her in for fourth at big odds. 2-1, 11, and 14 to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, Paul, the percentages are pretty high, aren't they, on the Kiramar David Eustace stable at the moment. I think it's somewhere in the 30s in terms of favourites. A very good record in New South Wales recently as well. So certainly well-placed at the moment, those horses.
Definitely, Jace, a stable that is on fire. There's a few of them at the moment, but that's one of them definitely jumping off the page stats-wise.
Race number two here, Andrew. 1,300-metre benchmark 72. You touched on the support earlier for Jungberg.
Yes, one of the better-backed runners, not only at Rose Hill, boys, but across Australia today. Jungberg, $1.70, and that makes it a red-hot favourite. Above and Beyond at 11, Matawi $7.50, Vega Days $5, Celis $7.50, High Low Bet 10, and Zuria is the rank outsider in this field at $26. All one-way traffic here for Lundberg. Over 90% of the money, boys, does sit with this runner, and as I mentioned before, very popular through the multis as well.
Do you think that Jungberg just gets across and tries to control the race from the front here, Paul?
Well, look, I think the barrier was the only little niggle I could find when originally doing the form for this race. But with the scratchings, there looks only three on-pace runners. Above and Beyond, I think, can lead off the soft gate. Zareya's drawn in the middle, and she'll roll forward, and that leaves Lundberg drawn the outside of those sort of two other speedsters. But then you get to the rest, and they're all basically backmarkers, starting with Vega Day, Stellars, Batawi and co. So I think Kieran's going to have a lot of options from that gate now. He'll be able to roll forward, sit outside the lead. He'll be able to tuck in behind and sit third. Or he can press on a lead if he really wants to. So now all of a sudden that niggle's gone and he is a good thing now. 2, 10, 3 and 9. His form speaks for itself. 2 from 2 this prep. Thumped Above and Beyond and the Kenzo last start. And obviously the temptation to go north for that three-year-old Guineas race last Saturday. They didn't go that option and I'm sure they'll be rewarded with a big fat prize check today for winning this race. So Lundberg should be winning. The 10 Zareya, if you don't want to take $1.70, maybe take a small Quinella with the rank outsider Zareya. She shouldn't be $26. She's had three starts for two wins of placing. She's a Zoo Star filly. She trialled really well at Rose Hill behind Quadriga, who came out and won last night. And this is her home track. So I think she'll run a cheeky race at odds. Then we get to the three Above and Beyond. I can't see him turning the tables on Lundberg, but he'll give you a good side out in front. And a number 9, High Low Bet. She'll get in here with 50.5 kilos. So just watch for her poking through late. But it's all about the favourite. 2, 10, 3 and 9.
Yeah, Gerald Ryan said he was pleased with Zareya in her work heading into today's first up effort, although perhaps better suited over a shade further. Let's move on to the third race here, Andrew. This is an 1,100 metre benchmark, 78 for fillies and mares.
The toppy, In Good Time, is a $6 chance. Fox Swift, $14. Alessio, $2.70 and favourite. Charlene, $6.50. Miss Celebration, $6. Alart, $14. Connemara, $10. And Witherspoon is a $6.50 chance. While Alessio has firmed up this morning, $3.20 into $2.70, there's been very good money for In Good Time. Currently at $6, was as much as $7.50. And in terms of the hold, guys, not much between what we're holding for In Good Time and also Alessio. So if you are looking for something at a little bit better price than the favourite, In Good Time could be the one.
Yeah, that might have its chances today. I know that Tracy Bartley, very astute at placing his horses, and this horse has had an unofficial trial and a gallop last week as well, so that doesn't read on the form guide. It certainly should be fit enough, I suppose. But it looks like Miss Celebration and Alessio might go forward here, Paul.
Yeah, look, I think Alessio will be stamped urgent to find the front because she's got a few speedy gallopers drawn underneath her, and you don't want to be caught wide around the 1,100. Miss Celebration, one of those. And then you look at Alart, who led throughout last start at Canterbury, and even Witherspoon, who's drawn the fence. So good pace in the race. I think it will set it up to the toppy In Good Time. I went 1, 6, 4 and 7. She won her first six starts. First up stats, obviously, very strong. And the last campaign, she drew 16 of 16 first up at Caulfield in a benchmark 90. She was only beaten four lengths, but a total for get run. And then she went around in the Northwood Plume, a Group 3 race, and she was just on the heels of the place getters there behind Winter Bride, Booker, and our Crown Mistress. So that form has her winning a race like this. Your little query is probably, yeah, she's first up without an official trial, but we expect her to be forward enough. And she gets 3 kilos off of Brock Ryan, so she now gets in on 59, back to a benchmark 78. I think she's really well placed here to win first up, and I don't think the $6 will last, especially hearing Andrew say there that the money, weight of money is quite strong on her. Then we get to the 6, Charlene. I think she can be the sharp improver. She just hasn't had things go right at two runs back from a spell, but today off a soft gate with the speed on, Cara McAvoy will just keep her quiet, save his powder for the last 100 metres, and she'll be charging at them at the business end. The 4, Alessio, look, she'll need to get across without doing too much work. That's the little niggle with her, but she's tough and she's quick, and if she does get across, she'll take a lot of catching. And the 7, Miss Celebration, well, when you've had 5 starts for 4 wins and you can still only sneak in as a 4th pick, you can see how much depth is in this little field. 1, 6, 4 and 7 for me in the 3rd.
All right, we move on to the 4th race, the Tab Highway. It's over 1,400 metres, a Class 2, and as is often the case, Andrew, a pretty competitive race.
Yeah, it is, Jace. A big field here, so I won't go through all of them. We'll just concentrate on the ones at the top of the market, where Nick Anita is a $4 favourite in front of Lacey Lynx Pack at $4.40. Hit the Target is $6. Andy's a Star, $6.50. And the only other runner in single figures at this stage is Risk and Reward, and it's an $8 chance. We then go out to Embezzlement, High Dive and Regal Cannon, who are best of the rest at $19. But all the money in this race does sit with those ones at the head of the market, where Nick Anita is the most popular. But in the last half hour, Andy's a Star, $7.50 into $6.50. The other firmer today has been Hit the Target, $8.50 this morning, now into $6.
Well, Cameron Crockett said that Andy's a Star wasn't quite right last start, if you missed it earlier, but he expects Andy's a Star to run a lot better today and does have Kieran McAvoy aboard. Paul, interesting race. Nick Anita, the favourite, is going to invariably get back in its races and need some luck, but most have Hit the Target and Risk and Reward as the two go-forward types.
Yeah, exactly. Look, weight of numbers will keep some pressure on in the race. And then, as you said, Hit the Target's got blinkers first time. Risk and Reward will go forward. Regal Cannon will have to press on from a wide gate, as probably will High Dive. And Hurry Up Harry not far away off an inside gate. So I'm going to back the one. I'm 1, 4, 2 and 15. Now, take on board that she will get back. She's drawn out. Robbie Dolan's claiming 2, so she'll probably have to get a long way back. And she has been a touch tardy at both runs back from a spell. So you're not going to be in the best spot during the run, but I'm convinced she's the best horse in the race. She's been racing in strong fillies and mares benchmark 70s. Now she's back to a class 2. She ran second in a class 3 highway here at the end of her last prep behind Willander. That was over 1,500. She chased home Catan in a class 3. So she's beautifully placed. She's just going to need the luck at the right time, and that's what you're gambling on here. So you're getting $4 that she gets a clear crack at them inside that final 300. If she does, she wins, and I think it's a good gamble. I think the four Andy's a Star, as you said, Jace, will be the big improver here. I love the way he chased his stablemate, Orion Fire, home at Randwick in the Class 3 Highway last start. Gets up to the 1,400. I think he's the big danger if Nick Anita strikes trouble. Then we have the two Hit the Target. He'll make his own luck up near the speed. Coming through Scone form, which I don't mind heading into highways. Not as good as City form, but still not too bad. And the 15 Lazy Links pack, on form you couldn't really have her, but the Matty Dunn factor, you've got to respect it when he brings these horses down. He very rarely brings them down for fun, and he's got an outstanding record. So 1, 4, 2 and 15 for me in the highway. I'll be gambling here, number one, Nick Anita.
And hoping for a little bit of luck in the straight. What about race number 5? This is the highest rating race of the day, benchmark 88. It's over 1,100. Andrew?
Jace, we've got Special Missile as a $15 chance. Bonhomie, $2.50 and favourite. Perrette, $3.40. All Over Bossa Nova, $7.50. Tessera, $6.50. Jungleized, $11. And Platinum Tycoon, the one down the bottom there, is an $8 chance. Well, it's been all one-way traffic here for Bonhomie. We can't ride a decent bet for any other runner in the race this morning. Bonhomie, in terms of money taken today, is holding well over 90% of the early investment. And well, outside of that, very little to speak of.
Yeah, well, Bonhomie, I think the scratch and the takeover target to run here over its probably pet distance over 1,100 metres. But speed-wise, Paul, I guess the North Queensland runner, Platinum Tycoon, has some speed to burn.
Sure does. Keen to see him at the races today. Platinum Tycoon, he'll lead off the inside gate, I've got no doubt. So All Over Bossa Nova probably rolls forward. Special Missile up there, and Jungle Eyes, of course, won't be far away, with Bonhomie mapping beautifully here, just to tuck in behind the speed. And I've got him on top, and according to what Andrew just told us, I think he'll shorten from his current quote. So I'm 2, 9, 3 and 4 at the track and distance. 5 starts, 3 wins, 2 seconds. That pretty much tells the tale with Bonhomie, a dry track specialist, a Rose Hill specialist, and today gets Kieran McAvoy, who's never ridden the horse before, but I'm sure he'll handle him perfectly, and I expect him to win and win easily. I think number 9, Platinum Tycoon, is the only real upset horse, because we don't really know where he's at against this level of horses. We know he's won 10 races in North Queensland. We know he's quick. He's won a trial by 4 lengths, beating All Over Bossa Nova in that trial. So I think he'll give you a great sight if you want to gamble on the North Queenslander here first up. The 3, Perrette, I just think 1,100 will be too short, but he'll be rocketing home at the business end. And number 4, All Over Bossa Nova, a long time off the scene. She's back today. She's been trialling up well. But you never quite know how they're going to handle race pressure off such a long break. So I think the two's a good thing. You could save on the nine or spec it if you wanted to at a bit of a price, but it's 2, 9, 3, and 4 for me.
Yeah, I know Duff was keen to play Platinum Tycoon at the price, and Gerald, when we spoke to him, certainly had no knock on the horse after his good work down from North Queensland, where it does get a bit hot to race those sort of horses at this time of year. Let's move on to the first leg of the Quaddie Andrew. Race 6 is the benchmark 78, 1350 the journey.
Yes, we have Matt Maker at $8.50. Sweet Scandal at $2.10, and that price makes it favourite. Schubert, $6. Braces, 100-1. Handfast, $12. Pipeline, $9. Regent, $6. The Pharaoh, $11. No Interest is a $23 shot. Well, Sweet Scandal, a very dominant pick here, guys. It's roughly 5 times as popular as anything else in the race. Outside of it, there has been a move at the each-way quote for Pipeline this morning. $12 into $9, but really all the big money that we've taken at this point does sit with Sweet Scandal.
Yeah, I thought Pipeline was a nice run first up, but the Pharaoh is the only other one that could probably pressure Sweet Scandal here, Paul.
Yeah, exactly, Jace. The Pharaoh will work across, and Robbie Dolan will have some options on Sweet Scandal if he wants to punch through and try and lead, or let the Pharaoh go and take a trail. Matt Maker will obviously be in that first three as well. And maybe Handfast comes across. But look, I think from the gate, it just puts a huge tick for Sweet Scandal. There are just options there now. And I think she's a good thing. 2, 8, 9, and 1. She's got a terrific record. 8 starts, 4 wins, 2 seconds. Prize money very strong for what she's done to date. And really, she's coming in at the weight tier exactly the same as she was last start, where she won easily on the Kendo. Admittedly, now she's got a race against the boys, but from the gate, she should just be up there in the firing line and too strong for them. So Sweet Scandal on top to beat the 8 Pipeline. I do think he can improve sharply off that first up run at Randwick. He's back on his home track second up, and the deprived form is very good. He hasn't won for over 2 years, so I'm pretty safe he might run second today. The 9 Regent, he'll get back run on. He'll need a lot of fireworks up front, I think, to bring him into it late, and he might not get that here today, but no doubt he'll be hitting the line. And the 1 Map Maker, he just loves Rose Hill. It's his home track, and he very rarely misses a top 3 finish around here, so if you are playing the trifectas of first fours, you'd almost have to cross number 1 on the ticket. 2, 8, 9, and 1 in race.
Let's move to race 7. This is a 1,200-metre benchmark 78, a field of 9.
We have Suspense at $26. Cool Vinny, $9.50. The Avenger, $6.50. All Too Royal, the $2.40 favourite. Poetic Charmer, $4.40. Ever So Natural, $26. Sanctioned, $6. Our Mantra, $10. And the rank outsider in this field is Call Me Brad, and it's a $71 chance. Well, guys, All Too Royal has bottomed out at the $2.40 quote. It's responsible for around 40% of the early money. Interesting thing here is that Poetic Charmer, who did open up today $3.90, it's gone out to $4.40. So All Too Royal $2.70 to $2.40 today. Poetic Charmer $3.90 out to $4.40. Really, they're the only two that have had any sort of serious money today. If you are looking for something at the each way quote, Cool Vinny has had some specking at that $9.50 quote, which is currently on offer.
Well, All Too Royal, who led pretty easily and won pretty easily last start, it looks the likely leader here. And when we spoke to Kieran Maher earlier, Paul, he seemed pretty enthusiastic about his chances to make it back-to-back wins.
Yeah, he looks one of the other good things on the day to me. As you said, he should lead. I think Call Me Brad could be a nuisance, the roughie down the bottom there. But, you know, Jean Van Overmeer is drawn inside it, so if he has to, he could let it go. And number 7, Sanctioned, won't be too far away, although I don't think they'll want to be applying pressure first up today. So I've gone 4-3-5-2 for All Too Royal. Stats speak for himself. His last 7 starts, he's recorded 4 wins and 3 placings. His racing style is terrific, puts himself there. Lovely gate, claim for Jean Van Overmeer, and already ticked the 1,200-metre box. So there's very hard to make a case against him today, the 4. Number 3, the Avenger. He won first up last prep, so don't let that 1,600-metre form put you off too much. He can sprint well fresh, and I think he can get into the Quinella. The 5, Poetic Charmer, well, he's also a big Quinella chance, definitely a trifecta chance. He hasn't missed a top 2 finish this prep. And number 2, Cool Vinny, well, I suppose he's a knockout. He would need a bit of carnage up front, I think, to bring him into it late, and it doesn't look that way on the map, but if they happen to overdo it and he gets a clear crack at them late, he can definitely reel off the best final splits of any horse in this race. So there are the numbers, 4, 3, 5 and 2.
We'll move on to race 8, the longest race of the day. It's a benchmark 78, the Bookmaker Recognition Race Day Trophy.
Collateral is a $13 chance. Asterius, $3.10. Dalmatia Prince, $21. So You Win, $6. Missy Beale, $4.80. Credence, $2.70 favourite. Temprado, $41. Celtic Love, $23. And Lonely Orphan is $71. Well, Credence has been very popular with our customers today. In terms of the money held since the market reopened this morning, it's responsible for around about half the early investment on the race. Outside of that, there has been some money for So You Win and also some money at the each way quote for Collateral. Interesting to note, guys, not much money for Asterius at this point.
Yeah, a little bit tough, I suppose, to line up purely Victorian form, but in terms of the speed in the race, poor Missy Beale appears to get the lead fairly comfortably.
Yeah, it looks that way. It's one of those races. There's not a lot of pace on paper, but when this is identified, a couple will probably take advantage of that. And horses that could go forward, I think, could be Collateral. Definitely Dalmatia Prince is one that I expect to be ridden a bit more positively today. And just keep an eye out for any stewards' announcements there. But numbers-wise, I'm 2.953. I'm with Asterius. I think the big risk today, not so much the tempo, because I think J-Mac from a soft gate can sum that up pretty quickly. It's more whether or not he is just a wet tracker, this horse. I don't think he is. I think his good track form's decent enough to win this today. A third behind Reflectivity's two starts back on a good three here over 1,500. It was just that the 1,500 wasn't far enough. So we're getting that 2,000 today. We get the right jockey, right gate. D-Day for Asterius, but I think he'll stand up and be counted. Number 9, Credence, the Victorian. He's the big danger. Worries me a little bit that he hasn't managed to hit the nail on the head of his last four starts. He's had a lot of close seconds, and often those close seconds, it's almost been his own fault that he's lost it. He's just wanted to do a couple of things wrong, but can't knock his consistency. The 5, So You Win. The quick backup will suit him. He finished off behind Live and 3 last Saturday, as did the 3, Dalmatia Prince. Now, he had a torrid run last Saturday. If he's come through that okay, he's a definite improver here at big odds. 2.953 in race 8.
Well, let's move to the last race. It's a benchmark 78 over 1,500. Andrew?
We have Reflectivity at $6.50. Dawn Raid, $9. Nikki's Gold, $6.50. Armanito, 18. Harmattan is the $2.60 favourite. Good Weather, 26. Most Exalted, 18. Shock Alert, 51. Let's Party Marty is a $6 chance. Knickers in a Twist, 23. And Zidane is a $17 chance. As it's been well advertised right throughout the morning on Sky Sports Radio, Harmattan, one of the better back runners at Rose Hill today. $5 on Wednesday, guys. Today, $2.80 into as low as $2.50. And Duff will be pleased to know that the price has just gone out a touch to $2.60.
Oh, you're much better than Trent. He was very, very stingy this morning, Andrew. Harmattan, very good run, Paul, of course, behind Sweet Scandal last start. So we might get a little bit of a guide there as to her performance there in race 6. But looks like Let's Party Marty might be able to cross and lead from the wide gate.
Yeah, Let's Party Marty will probably have to do a bit of work. Reflectivity, Dawn Raid, Good Weather and Shock Alert. They're not going to hand up, so a bit of speed in this, and that may suit the Harmattan fan. I'm not sold on Harmattan, though. I'm 2.14.6. I'm sold on Dawn Raid at $9. I can't believe we're getting this price on a horse that's won 3 on the trot, loves this distance, and is a good track specialist. The seven career victories have all come on good tracks. Throw in the 3-kilo claim for Billy Owen, and I just think he's going to run a huge race here at $9. Number 1, Reflectivity. Loves the 1,500 here at Rose Hill. I think these two can just about fight it out, the 2 and the 1. Nikki's Gold, with all that speed in the race, she'll just sit out the back and get that last shot at them, so she's a knockout. And I've got the 6 Harmattan in my numbers. Obviously, chased home Sweet Scandal on the Kenzo first up. But she hasn't won for 44 weeks, and I think she's too short now to be backing straight out. So I'm 2.14.6 in the last.
A bit of value there in Dawn Raid. What's your best bet today, Paul?
I think Sweet Scandal will be winning, race 6, number 2. I just think she's got too much upside for that field. So she's a good thing, race 6, number 2. And the best value, we'll have to wait till the last with Dawn Raid at $9. Race 9, number 2, Dawn Raid, the best value, Jake.
All right, we've got a quaddie there today.
Sure do. First leg, we're taking a risk there. We've only got numbers 2 and 8 in the first leg. Second leg, we go 4, 3, 5, and 2. Third leg, we go 2, 9, 5, 3, and 8. And the last leg, 2, 1, 4, 6, and 12. As usual, Jase, $20 gets you 10% off the dividend. So it's a good way to play the races right through the afternoon for not a big outlay.
Let's hope we get a better value there. Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jase. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce and Andrew.